Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This
7:13, it's that time of week where Cindy, and usually Joe Farini as well, will join us to talk about marriage issues. This week, somebody wrote to them and said, we know each other better than anyone else knows us. We know each other's hot buttons. Pushing them almost always leads to disagreements, fights, etc. But sometimes I want to push them. Yet I know it's not right. It's like that red button that you just want to push right in front of you. So joining us now to talk about this is Cindy Farini with My Marriage Matters. Thanks for coming on the show, Cindy.
Well, thank you. How are you today?
Good. First of all, what are Cindy Farini's buttons?
Well, I thought to myself, I got the whole day to myself here. This will be good.
Are you going to dare to tell me what your buttons are?
You know, I started making a list and I kept on going. and then I thought, like, what are the things that, you know, push Joe's buttons? And I just started a list just kind of what anybody's buttons would be. And so for me, a lot of times it's if Joe will ask me a question that sounds like sort of an underlying, for instance, are you going shopping again today?
Sounds passive aggressive.
We've been on vacation. So if he would say that to me, I might have this sort of irritation of like, well, are you saying that's not okay? Are you saying I shouldn't? Are you saying don't? Are you saying, you know, what are you saying exactly? But there's nothing wrong with the question that he asked me. He probably was just saying, are you going shopping today? He could have meant in his head, are you going grocery shopping? Are mm-hmm. you going clothes shopping? Are you going fun shopping? But when we feel frustrated or we feel tested, I think is when you would say that your button has been pushed.
What are some of Joe's buttons? I want all the juicy stuff here. Sorry.
Well, I have to tell you, I'll tell you that he has been in bed since Wednesday and he is still there. So we have not even discussed this together. He hasn't, I mean, he's really been down and out, but I would say, probably between the two of us, he doesn't have a whole lot of buttons that can be pushed. He's a pretty chill guy. And so I would say, if I test him, you know, if I kind of push things a little bit further than maybe is comfortable mm-hmm. in terms of a conversation, wouldn't matter what we're talking about. I think he doesn't like to be tested in that kind of a way. And so he would get more firm. He's not one who is, you know, known to be explosive or, you know, kind of letting loose. I think in our whole marriage, I've seen him angry, really angry, maybe twice. So if he gets angry because someone pushed a button, it's usually a pretty good reason.
Well, and you know, for Sarah and I, we actually share a button. It's taken us years to work on it, and we do better with it now, but it's absolutes when we're arguing. Things like, you always do this, or you never do that, because suddenly what I do then is come up with all the times that's not true, which doesn't help an argument, but it's still a button. Like, if you push that button, nothing's going to get accomplished. So I think all couples have this. So, I mean, how can we avoid them without ignoring what's actually behind those issues?
Well, I think what you just said is one of the most perfect things, and that is recognizing what it is. Mm-hmm. And so when we recognize, ooh, like you'll know it by the feeling. You'll just have this feeling like a little twinge, like, I didn't like that, and I want to push back. I feel under pressure. I feel a little upset. Maybe I feel a little frustrated. And so when you recognize that, I think that's the good topic to talk about. And so in your case, to say, okay, maybe one of our rules of engagement, if you will, is that we should never say never. We should never say always, to kind of make the conversation in such a way that doesn't exclude the other person. Because that's really what's happening. When we say those kinds of things, we're excluding the other person, and that never feels good.
Never?
Never.
Well, there was one time it didn't. Oh, I'm just kidding. So, I mean, how do we strengthen our marriages? I mean, and even identify some of these issues, because it's hard to talk about these, Cindy, because if they're hot buttons, usually the other person doesn't mean to do it, but it drives you crazy. And so you could start mm-hmm. a fight just bringing this up.
Sure. And, you know, just to take a step back, too, it could even be something like tapping your finger or your pen all the time or, you know, those kinds of little things.
Oh, I do that stuff all the time. Drives Sarah crazy.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah. So if she recognizes, okay, that's a hot button. It is driving me crazy because you're tapping your pen on the table. She needs to be able to say, you know, and this is sort of a preemptive thing, you know, to say, not maybe right at the moment, but another time to say, you know, when you do this, when you're tapping your pen on the table or when you're whatever mannerism, because a lot of times it's mannerisms, this is something that really kind of irritates me. And I wonder if you could think about not doing it. And would you mind if I brought it to your attention? And usually if you bring it to someone's attention, it's better to do it privately than in the midst of, you know, family or conversation, because it may not bother anybody else. But I feel like it's something good to really share with each other, because those are the kinds of irritants that just sort of fester things underlying. And then, you know, they're little things, but then later you get really ticked off because of one other thing that really wasn't a very big thing.
Well, and you know, I think there's even comfort in acknowledging the existence of hot buttons, because I often worry for the young couple that's engaged or just married, and there's still the googly-eyed, like, my spouse or future spouse has never done anything annoying. And you just wait for them to find out that first weekend that they live together. Because there are things, it's okay, if you love somebody, that drives you nuts about them, right?
That's
it's normal.
Right. Well, it will happen with siblings. It will happen with the roommates. It will happen with coworkers. Because when you work closely with someone, when you live closely with someone, you're going to begin to see all the things about them that you truly, truly like and love, and that you truly, really don't like at all. Mm-hmm. And part of it, I think, really, too, Brian and Kathleen, is really sort of that yielding and that dying to ourself that marriage is all about, to be able to say to each other, I care enough about you that I'm not going to tap my pen, or I'm not going to ask a question in a way that you feel intimidated. You know, those are the kinds of things that they're easy to talk about when you're not in the midst of it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where you do it. You do it on the side previous to it, or later when you have opportunity to not be in the middle of whatever is sort of pushing your buttons.
And I think even just to know, okay, I'm starting to get irritated, but it's been a long day, like knowing what's going on in your day. Because I've noticed that in my own life, where I start to get more irritable by like 6:30, right when Nate comes home.
Poor Nate.
Because I'm tired, you know, my day's winding down already. And that's when, like, he'll have dinner and like the sounds and stuff, you know. And so, not that he has bad manners or anything like that, but I'm just more on edge about everything.
Yeah.
And so sometimes I have to just, like, he'll have no idea, hopefully, that I was upset. But,
no, he does now.
Well, yeah. But like certain times where I'm like, okay, I'm just going to excuse myself for a minute, just because I'm like, you're not angry for any right reason. Like, you just need to go take a shower, get ready for bed.
Well, yes, and Kathleen, you are your mother's daughter. That's exactly. By the end of the day, you know, when you've had a lot of input throughout the day and you guys are at the station, you're talking, working through material, talking. There comes that point of the day where you just need quiet and you need to unwind. And so those are the kind of patterns, I think, that are really important to establish in your marriage. And I know for us that would be a hot button too. And a lot of times I'll just say, and I'll look at the clock, it'll be 10 o'clock. And I have just said to Joe, could you please turn the TV down? Because there's just comes, it's like a clock in my body that just changes, and it's too much. It could be great for the whole day, but at one point. So those are the kinds of things. Then you begin to just form a new habit. Mm-hmm. It's because you respect each other and you love each other and you want the best for each other. I think what happens when people push and intentionally push hot buttons is when they want to be argumentative. Mm-hmm. They want to sort of have the upper edge, if you will. And then I think, you know, you are defeating the whole, if you do that, you are defeating the whole point of what marriage is to be about. Now, I'm not saying that every time you're irritated by one little thing that each spouse should just jump and, you know, change everything about them. This is the kind of thing that we discuss, and we start to learn, just like you just said, Kathleen, by the end of the day. So you started to notice those kinds of things. then you can make the changes. Mm-hmm. And so you have to preemptively and seriously take a look at what is the pattern, why is it bothering me, and then you can try to do something about it.
It's 7:23, time to scoot here, but again, we've been having a great conversation. Hopefully it helps strengthen your marriage and bring you and your spouse closer to Christ. This is Cindy Farini with My Marriage Matters. How can folks get connected, Cindy?
Well, I have a couple quick things. They can get connected to us through Facebook at My Marriage Matters, and we'll have something posted Monday through Friday there at 9 o'clock in the morning. And also, if they have questions or comments, they can go to our website at joefarini.com or cindyfarini.com. And I just want to say, too, that on My Marriage Matters on the Facebook page, I'm going to be offering a couple of conference coupons to the Weekend to Remember. We have one in Cleveland for Family Life. It's March 2nd through 4th. And then through Akron, March 23rd through 25th, which Joe and I will be speaking at. And so if you want to get to go free, check out there. But also on familylife.com, they have half price, a promo code of SAVE50. And I'll put that all on our Facebook page as well.
All right. Thanks so much, Cindy. We'll talk to you again next Monday.
Thank you.